Blackstone Audio presents The Triumph of Caesar by Stephen Saylor. This book contains the following dedication. To Keith Carler, a true friend of Gordianus from the very beginning. 1. I heard that you were dead. Such a brusque comment from Caesar's wife might have offended me, had I not heard it already from so many others since I returned from Egypt to Rome, where everyone had apparently given me up for dead. Having sent a slave to summon me, Calpurnia had received me in an elegant but sparsely furnished room in her house, not far from mine on the Palatine Hill. There was only one chair. She sat. I stood and tried not to fidget, while the most powerful woman in Rome looked me up and down. "Yes, I'm sure one of my agents told me you drowned in the Nile," she said, gazing at me shrewdly. "Yet here you stand before me, Gordianus, as alive as ever, unless those Egyptians have learned to bring the dead back to life, not just mummify them." She fixed her chilly gaze on my face. "How old are you, Finder?" 64. "No. Have the Egyptians found a way to restore a man's youth? You look very fit for a man your age. You're 10 years older than my husband, yet I dare say you look 10 years younger." I shrugged. "Great Caesar carries the weight of the whole world on his shoulders. His enemies have been destroyed, but his responsibilities are greater than ever. The worries and cares of the world's master must be endless. My humble life has taken a different course. My obligations grow less, not more. I've had my share of strife, but now I'm at peace with the world and with myself, for the time being, at least."